Castle Kitchens.
Hi, may I speak with William?
Sure, hold on just a minute. Good morning, this is Bill.
Hi, this is Kara from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, good.
Good. I was just calling because I would like to get your loan finished up today. I just have a few last-minute things I need from
you. Now, tell me but there's so many banks out there. Tell me the individual I've been working with. I'll give you a hint. It's a man.
Yes, Michael.
Okay, that's what I needed to hear. All right, so I faxed over bank statements as his request yesterday. But go ahead. You tell me what you need, please.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get those banks from Michael. And I have the second page of your Schedule C. I'm just looking for the first page.
But, all right. Which is, all right, I have it written. Bear with me because I really want to get this. So I'm looking at Schedule C. It looks like it says profit and loss form business. Is that what you're looking for?
I'm looking at the Schedule C just because it proves ownership, so I'm just trying to prove to my underwriting the ownership of your company. And
yeah, but is there another way I can do it without digging through the files? I am the owner, but there must be...
Yeah.
And I faxed, I got to Mike the document showing that I own the real estate. I don't lease, I own. Do you have those with that? Of course, that's the building.
Yeah, I need a final mortgage statement. You own the building,
but
right?
But I keep faxing this stuff, and then Michael turns around and wants it all again. So I'm worried where all my faxes are going. It's, you know, it just bothers me because it's confidential information.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right here. So maybe there's another fax you could provide me.
We're almost done. We just need to, you know, get a little more clarity on the documents. I have your mortgage statement, but underwriting wouldn't take it because it wasn't your final mortgage statement. They want either your final mortgage statement or your deed.
Here's the mortgage. Okay. Mortgage continue. I mean, there's pages of it. They're all those big 11 by...
Yeah, the reason they want the final mortgage statement is just to... you know, prove that it's all paid off.
No, it is not paid off. I still make payments on my mortgage.
Oh, okay. I understand. So could you provide your most recent mortgage statement just to show, you know, that you paid last month or whatever?
Absolutely. And I'm paying this month today.
Okay.
See, the nice thing is I get income. I have a tenant who pays my mortgage. How good is that? But anyway, I will, I'll get it. I'll get a mortgage statement to you. So I'll get a mortgage statement. What else?
And then just that first page of the Schedule C that I already have the second page of. And I believe Michael should have sent you the link for the microbuilt.
He did, but I didn't want to get in it because I didn't know what is that and when do I do that?
It just verifies your bank. You can do it whenever it's convenient for you.
And that's I stopped doing it because I'm worried about security these days. But that is secure. There was nowhere I could see on that link that it was a secure.
Yeah, it's secure. We don't see any of your login information. It just sends us the information that's actually inside of your bank.
Yeah, that's fine.
So yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. And your first name was?
It's Kara.
Okay. Great. Kara, I appreciate it.
Yeah, if you need any more help, go ahead and call me.
Well, how about the fax? Do you have a direct fax or?
My fax should be the same as Michael's.
Okay.
You can also email me, scan
no,
documents
I'll do the,
if that's easier. You'll do
no,
that.
No, I'll do the fax and I'll
All
put
right.
your name on it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you
hey,
so much.
Hey, thanks, Kara. You bet. Bye bye.